Stephen Howard, you're the Chief Executive of Business in the Community, and we've had an amazing morning celebrating a year, a very successful year, 75,000 jobs, 75,000 work inspiration places, 3,000 businesses signed up. I heard you speaking at the weekend at the IBM Start Conference about sustainability, about the way that sustainable principles need to be woven into the heart of what businesses do. This seems to be about human sustainability.
That's exactly it. Business in the Community is a business-led, values-driven movement, and at the heart of everything we do, it's about how do we help business create a sustainable future for both people and planet. Sometimes when we think about sustainability, we think about environmental issues, and indeed they're part of it, but it's really, I think it's more than that. It's thinking about how do we create a sustainable community that will last the test of time? What will the world look like in 20, 30, 40 years, and what do we need to do to get people prepared for that world? What are the kinds of skills? How do we live our lives? How do we make our choices as consumers, as employers, as human beings? And how do we weave all of those things together? And so part of what we try to do is to open up people's eyes to the possible. How do we help young people understand that they do have choices and options? How do we help employers find talent in maybe unexpected places? You know, you go to the same school, you get the same kind of results. So how do we begin to open up those channels and really expose things in a very different way? The real creative spark, and I don't know what it will come from an unexpected place. Somebody perhaps that's listening to this right now. And so what we want to do is be the bridge that gets those ideas into reality. Because if we think about what does a sustainable future look like, it's a different kind of world of work. It's a different kind of form of communication and travel. But at the end of the day, it's all about people and how people behave.
One of the buzzwords a lot of the conversations around what we do as the world of work moves forward is about collaboration. And this event seems to be much less of a kind of binary conversation with work, with the place of work talking to prospective employees, and actually does seem to be much more collaborative with business learning from that kind of energy and inspiration of youth.
Well, that's it. I mean, we start from the place that most people have had some kind of work experience, boring perhaps. Yeah. Most organizations do something, but nobody does it very well. And we thought, well, if we can take what is already there and through businesses showing what can happen, the art of the possible, to make it more interesting and fun for everybody, it really takes off. And that's what we're experiencing. So how do we make it interesting for the young people coming in so that they really get to explore themselves, what they want to do and where they're likely to be drawn? We talked with all these business leaders today who all ended up in a place different than where they expected. Our journey through life is an unpredictable one. That's part of the fun. So what are the skills and the things you needed, the personal attributes to get through? But the other side of this campaign is, how do we help companies and organizations understand this is great for their people? It's really quite fun to work with young people. It's inspiring and challenging and empowering for the staff. And so businesses win in a couple of ways. You find new staff in the long term, perhaps. You help make a difference in the community where you live and work. But you also make your own people who are involved in this appreciate what you do as an organization. And it's fun.
An organization like Business in the Community, because you are a kind of outside of actually being a business, you're able to make transformative, disruptive suggestions for what business can do to inspire them to think bigger than business as usual.
Well, that's it. Part of our job is to inspire businesses as to what is the art of the possible, but also challenge them. Make sure we aren't just about patting one another on the back. We've got some real issues out there, and I think these are issues, in many cases, that business is uniquely placed to fix. And so what I want to do is make sure, while it's our watch, and like it or not, we're in charge right now, people of our generation, we got to do something about this. And business has a unique and powerful role to play. And by the way, it's also good for business.
It certainly is. I'm really inspired by it. It's been great, both the IBM conference and here, to hear people talking about new and innovative and creative ways forward for business and for people finding work. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, Steve.